Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrick, BDEntrick, here to recap Monday's action on the diamond, get you ready for a full Tuesday with all teams in play, plus a doubleheader because we had a rainout between Detroit and St. Louis on Monday. So lots of baseball coming your way on Tuesday. Let's start with the news and notes from Monday. The Red Sox DFA'd Pablo Reyes to make room on the 40-man roster for Garrett Cooper, who they recently traded for from the Cubs. Cooper is obviously necessary due to Tristan Casas hitting the 60-day IL. Cooper is set to join the Red Sox on Tuesday as they kick off a series at Fenway Park versus San Francisco Giants. Johan Duran of the Minnesota Twins has looked phenomenal in his rehab appearances. He was in the clubhouse with the Twins in Chicago on Monday, and Duran is set to be activated from the IL on Tuesday and regain his closing role with the Minnesota Twins. Carlos Correa, those same Twins, was activated from the IL on Monday without a rehab assignment. Correa slid right back into his shortstop duties. Austin Martin was sent back to AAA to make room for Correa on the roster. Expect Martin back later this season. Alex Verdugo of the New York Yankees, who had a monster series in Milwaukee, heads to the paternity list on Monday. Good for Alex Verdugo and his family. That is awesome. The Yankees should expect him back in probably 3 days, give or take. Catcher Carlos Narvaez was recalled from AAA to take the roster spot of Verdugo. Jordan Beck, big-time prospect of the Colorado Rockies, is set to join the team on Tuesday with expectations that Nolan Jones will hit to the IL with his lingering back problems. Beck is hitting .307 at AAA this year with 5 home runs and 5 steals. He's an absolute beast, and now it's just time to see if the Rockies actually play their prospects or they don't. You know, last year they called up Nolan Jones. He didn't play for like 5 games, sent him back to AAA. When they recalled him the second time, he ran with the job. We'll see what they do with Beck. Either they play him or do they go full Heston Kjerstad and keep him on the bench. Jesus Luzardo of the Miami Marlins played catch on Monday, and his MRI showed he has a mild left flexor muscle strain. There's no timetable for Luzardo's return, but it seems minimal, maybe one rehab assignment at best if things continue to go in this way for Luzardo. Salvi Perez was scratched from Monday's game with back tightness. Freddie Fermin got the start and hit a home run in his start. On the plus side, though, Salvador Perez pinch hit in the 9th inning, so the injury may not be too serious after all. Kutasenga faced live batters for the first time on Monday and felt great afterwards. He's scheduled to throw to live hitters a couple more times before heading out for some rehab starts. Senga is eligible to come off the IL on May 27th since he's on the 60-day IL, and that would be obviously the earliest we could see Senga, but as the timeline works out, about the same time after 4 to 5 rehab starts that we would see Kutasenga. So things are progressing nicely for the Mets starting pitcher. Aaron Hicks, formerly of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, was DFA'd on Monday. Cole Tucker was called up to take his spot on the roster. I don't expect much from Cole Tucker fantasy-wise, but Hicks became expendable when Joe Adell burst onto the scene, and you already have Taylor Ward and Mike Trout taking up 2 other outfield spots. Really no need for Hicks on the roster. Brandon Lau of the Tampa Bay Rays has been sidelined with an oblique injury for some time. He had MRI results on Monday, come back looking good. Manager Kevin Cash said they would take things day-to-day for Lau, and there's still no timetable for his return, but positive signs for the Rays' second baseman. Jesus Sanchez of the Miami Marlins was a popular waiver wire stream this week, especially in deeper formats with the Marlins facing a lot of right-handed pitchers. Well, we got alerts on Monday that Sanchez was removed from Monday's game, early in the game, so panic was a buzz. After the game, we found out it was disciplinary by Skip Schumacher, as Sanchez was not injured. He failed to run out properly and did not hustle in the outfield, causing Schumacher to pull Sanchez from the game. This is not the first time Sanchez has been, quote-unquote, lazy on the field this season. Tim Anderson, shortstop for the Marlins, was involved in a collision at second base during one of Sanchez's blunders in the outfield. Anderson later left the game with a sprained thumb. He stayed today with more news coming on Tuesday. Ryan Nelson of the Arizona Diamondbacks, some positive news here. He threw a 5-inning, 70-pitch simulated game on Monday. It all went well. The D-backs do not expect Nelson to need a rehab start. He'll return when eligible off the IL. More good news for the D-backs. Zach Gallen, who left his last start due to cramping, threw his regularly scheduled bullpen session on Monday and all went well. Gallen expects to make his next start this week. Paul Sewald, who was shut down in his rehab due to soreness, gets a bit of positive news as Sewald is set to throw a bullpen on Wednesday. If all goes well, likely back to more rehab assignments for Paul Sewald before he returns to closing duties for the D-backs. Not so good news for the Oakland Athletics. Zach Geloff, he went on the IL over the weekend with an oblique injury, and on Monday, the A's shut down Geloff from all baseball activities. It's kind of customary with an oblique injury because you just have to let it heal. That's the best case scenario, but there's yet no timetable for Geloff's return. Some positive news for the A's. J.D. Davis is close to returning from his injury. He'll continue his rehab assignment with AAA Vegas this week, and after Thursday's rehab game, likely will be activated on Friday, barring any more setbacks. Andy Ibañez, the Detroit Tigers, was activated off the IL, and Buddy Kennedy was sent to AAA. Ibañez will slide back into his utility role for the Detroit Tigers. Jason Hayward is still yet to be cleared for baseball activities, so more Andy Páez and other fun stuff in the Dodgers outfield. Seiya Suzuki of the Chicago Cubs ramped up baseball activities over the weekend, taking Monday off, and he'll resume more baseball activities on Tuesday and Wednesday. Craig Counsell said Suzuki still has a ways to go, and a late May return is likely. Justin Steele of the Chicago Cubs, here's some good news, though. Steele is recovering nicely from his hamstring injury, set to make a rehab start with AAA Iowa on Wednesday, and if all goes well, Steele will return to the Cubs rotation after that rehab start. All right, before we look at the day's highlights and look ahead to Tuesday on the diamond, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from Monday. There's a lot of big hitters, but a few to talk about here. Justin Turner went 2-for-5 with 2 home runs, 2 runs scored, and 3 RBIs for the Toronto Blue Jays. Turner's doing Justin Turner things. He's DHing and hitting .311 with 4 home runs, 15 runs scored, and 15 RBIs on the season. Carlos Santana, the Minnesota Twins, is heating up in a big way, and that continued on Monday as Santana went 1-for-4 with a home run, a run score, and 2 RBIs off of Garrett Crochet. Santana has now hit safely in 5 straight games with 4 home runs and 10 RBIs over those 5 games. Joe Adell, he was one of the biggest fab acquisitions of the week. We already mentioned that the Angels let Aaron Hicks go. Joe Adell, first at bat, ding dong city. He finished the game going 1-for-4 with a solo home run. Adell is now hitting .321 on the season with 4 home runs, 11 runs scored, 11 RBIs, and 5 stolen bases. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on pitcherlist.com for more details about the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Monday. Ryan Pepio, 6 shutout innings for the Rays, 2 hits, no walks, and 7 strikeouts. That's outstanding ratios. Great strikeout production from Pepio. Pepio had 11 whiffs and a 36% CSW on 87 pitches, and he's been outstanding for the Rays to start the season. Pepio's made 6 starts with a 3.12 ERA, 38 strikeouts, and 34 2/3 innings pitched. Luis Severino flirted with a no-no on Monday, but it was bursted into flames in the 8th. Severino threw 8 innings, 1 run, 1 hit, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. Good stuff still from Severino. He had 13 whiffs and a 28% CSW on 101 pitches. Severino has now made 6 starts this season with a 2.31 ERA, a 3.73 xFIP, with 31 strikeouts and 35 innings pitched for the New York Mets. Nick Lodolo has been awesome since coming off the IL. On Monday against the Padres, Lodolo went 7 innings, 1 earned run, 1 hit, 2 walks, and 11 strikeouts. Lodolo had 22 whiffs and a 37% CSW. Outstanding stuff there. Lodolo did it all on 99 pitches. He's made 4 starts now on the season. Lodolo has a 1.88 ERA, a 2.90 xFIP with 31 strikeouts and 24 innings pitched. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch Podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP Roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Monday. Danny Colombe picked up his first save of the season for the Baltimore Orioles. Craig Kimbrell has been out. He left Sunday's game with the back issue. Many thought Yainer Cano would get the gig. He was in the high leverage situation in the 8th, and he did not look good. and Colombe got the save. I recorded an episode of Bench with Bubba on Monday with Mike Curlin, and we talked about many people spending a lot of fab dollars on Cano on Monday, and I mentioned how Colombe got a lot of saves last year when the save situation changed in Baltimore. So don't be surprised if this happens more often than not. Cano will get his, but Colombe will also get his as well, as Cano will pitch in more high-leverage situations. Nate Pearson picked up his first save of the year for the Toronto Blue Jays as Jordan Romano got the day off. Hector Neris picked up his fourth save of the year for the Chicago Cubs. Still, the whip is an issue with Neris, but the saves have continued to come, so keep rostering him as long as you can handle that whip. Caleb Thielbar picked up his second save for the Minnesota Twins as Griffin Jacks got the night off, and expect Johan Duran to return to the Twins bullpen as the closer on Tuesday. Jason Adam picked up his first save of the year for the Rays. More to come there for Mr. Adam, but he will be a high-leverage guy, so there will be occasional Clevengers and others to get saves there in Tampa. And then Carlos Estevez picked up his fifth save of the year for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, let's take a peek at Tuesday on the diamond. Again, full day, 16 games due to the two doubleheaders. The DFS main slate's a 12-game slate. It's a huge DFS slate starting at 7:07 p.m. Eastern time. A few of the pitchers I'm looking at, and there's going to be many more. We got Ronaldo Lopez at the Seattle Mariners. A lot of strikeouts in that Seattle team. Max Fried had his own no-no going for a while in that game on Monday night. Jose Barrios versus the Royals. Logan Webb in Boston. And Cole Reagans at Toronto. If you're looking for a value pitcher, Simeon Woods Richardson at the Chicago White Sox. Some bats I like on Tuesday, Minnesota versus Mike Soroka. Keep riding those hot Twins bats. He slowed down a bit versus Crochet, but came in swinging some really hot sticks. Padres versus Martinez. Cleveland versus Hunter Brown, as I just don't believe Hunter Brown has much left in the tank. You got Houston versus Cookie Carrasco, so you could stack that Cleveland-Houston game. Cubs versus Sean Manaea. And then pay attention, Yu Darvish might return for the Padres, but those Phillies are red hot right now, and that could be a fun spot as well. So things I'm looking forward to on Tuesday, full day again, Jack Flaherty back against the St. Louis Cardinals. Maybe a little revenge narrative on that one. I mentioned yesterday I was looking forward to this Yankees-Orioles series. Game one did not disappoint. A lot of playoff-type feels in that one. Looking forward to Nestor Cortez versus Dean Kramer on Tuesday night. Cole Reagans versus Jose Barrios. Nice little pitching matchup there between the Royals and the Blue Jays. I'm looking forward to Simeon Woods Richardson at the White Sox. I liked what Woods Richardson has done in his first two starts. I want him to lock down a full-time gig in this rotation. Mackenzie Gore at the Texas Rangers. Gore has been awesome this year, especially since he's been limiting walks. The strikeouts have been aplenty. Texas is a good offense. This is a great test for Mackenzie Gore. Spencer Turnbull back in the rotation going up against Tyler Anderson. Turnbull's been great this year. So has Tyler Anderson. This is a fun one to see how this one goes here. And I mistakenly, Darvish is not facing Philadelphia. Phillies are facing Tyler Anderson. So this will be a fun spot for sure. And then Ronaldo Lopez versus Luis Castillo for your late Pacific Northwest nightcap in that one. Two good pitchers. We saw a pitching duel on Monday night between Lopez and Bryce. Fried and Bryce. Now we get Ronaldo Lopez and Luis Castillo Tuesday evening. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Before we head on out of here, make sure y'all go to pitcherlist.com. Go check out PL Plus and PL Pro. You will not regret it. Get you in an amazing Discord. Tons of conversation, baseball, fantasy baseball, and much, much more. Plus, to get you cool tools like PLV Plus, Nick Pollock's Weekend Fab podcast, and much, much more coming down the pipeline at pitcherlist.com. So go check it out, PL Plus and PL Pro. Once again, that'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap all of the action from Tuesday and get you ready for Wednesday. But for now, this is your First Pitch Podcast Tuesday, April 30th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at PitcherList. And help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.